Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
December 1, 1804. Who's coming to trade? There seems to be a lot of activity around the fort today, in spite of the drifting snow. Captain Clark records,
"Wind from the northwest. All hands engaged in getting pickets, and at 10 o'clock, the half-brother of the man who was killed came and informed us that after my departure last night, 6 Cheyennes, so called by the French, Charha Indians, had arrived with a pipe and said that their nation was at one day's march and intended to come and trade. 3 Pawnees had also arrived from the nation. The Mandans apprehended danger from the Charhas, as they were at peace with the Sioux, and wished to kill them, and the Rickarees, or Pawnees, but the chiefs informed the nation, it was our wish that they should not be hurt, and forbid being killed, etc. We gave a little tobacco, and this man departed well satisfied with our counsels and advice to him. In the evening, a Mr. G. Henderson, in the employ of the Hudson Bay Company, sent to trade with the Gros Ventre, or Big Bellies, so called by the French traders. Captain William Clark, December 1, 1804.
In his edition of the journals, Nicholas Biddle makes the following corrections. The Cheyenne were within 3 days' march and were coming to trade with the Mandans. 3 Pawnees accompanied these Cheyenne. The Mandan call the Arickaras Pawnees. They don't use the name of Ricks, but the Arickara call themselves Ricks. Biddle had a great imagination and made notes and corrections to suit his own style. Using a red pen, he often crossed out words in the original journals. He did, however, consult with Lewis when he took the job of editing the journals, a job he did not finish. Clark then hired Paul Allen to complete the work. The Biddle Allen edition of Clark's journal entry for today, in an attempt to clarify, says, 6 Charha, or Cheyenne Indians, had arrived with a pipe. If that helps at all. Tomorrow, a warning to the Sioux.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Whit Hansen and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis is read by Russ Palmer. Entries are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Hear other Days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.